I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We've got a flood warning in effect for much of the region and a flash flood watch that'll take effect tonight, as we'll see scattered showers moving in, then showers and thunderstorms likely by tonight. Today's high 61, tonight's low 51, tomorrow's high around 55 with heavy rain possible across the region. Jackson County and the city of Murfreesboro have opened a facility for people living along the Big Muddy River who need sandbags for their private property. The facility will be located at the former Kerwood plant on North 19th Street. Both sand and sandbags will be provided, and residents have to fill and transport their own bags. State Representative Terry Bryant donated 5 dump truck loads of sand for the operation. The location is open as of about 6 o'clock this morning and will likely stay open until this evening. Illinois Senate Democrats are hoping to win bipartisan support for a partial government spending plan. Brian Mackey has more.
The proposal would release more than $800 million that's been collected in special state accounts for higher education and human services. Those areas have been particularly squeezed during the 22-month budget stalemate. The House Democrats called it a lifeline bill. House Republicans voted against the measure, saying it undercut pressure to get a comprehensive budget deal. But Senate Democrats, like Heather Staines of Chicago, hope to negotiate support from Republicans.
There is a sense of urgency. I think both the Senate President and Leader Redonio have been expressing a sense of urgency. They've both given us that direction, seriously.
The Senate is expected to make changes to the spending bill passed by the House. Those details are still being worked out among Democrats. I'm Brian Mackey.
The University of Illinois Flash Index measured the state's economy in April at 104.3. That's down a tenth of a point from March. Any number above 100, though, still expresses a growing economy. Economist Fred Gertz, who compiles the Flash Index, says the last several months of slow growth in the state's economy are as a result of both negatives, like the ongoing state budget impasse, and positives, like a declining unemployment rate.
So we have 2 years of this kind of morass, or a situation where the state is wandering back and forth here, and still we're growing, and still we're finding that unemployment is falling. That's probably, given how bad the situation is, that's probably pretty good news.
The Flash Index is based on corporate sales and income taxes in Illinois. Gertz says individual income tax receipts in April were higher than a year ago, while sales tax receipts were lower. The numbers on corporate taxes can't be easily compared because of a new processing system used at the State Department of Revenue. We're going to see a cloudy sky today. Some scattered showers through this morning. More likely, we'll see rain by this afternoon into tonight. Some of those storms could bring heavy rain at times. A flash flood watch takes effect this evening and runs through Thursday night as well. Flood warnings remain in effect, particularly along the Big Muddy River in southern Illinois and the Mississippi. I'm Jennifer Fuller.